In a controversial decision, the Bengaluru police have asked the Good Shepherd Auditorium to cancel the comedian Munawar Faruqi's stand-up show in light of threats from Hindu vigilante groups. Munawar's show was to be held today. The organizers said 700 tickets had been sold. Munawar Siddiqui is a stand-up comedian from Gujarat. He was arrested in 2021 by the Indore police soon after a BJP MLA's son said that the jokes that he was going to crack, he never cracked them, at a local show were offensive. Now, in the letter to the police in Bengaluru, there's this letter where it has been told to the police that Faruqi's show, Dongri to Nowhere, is problematic because he's a controversial figure. That's apparently good enough to stop the show. And so this letter was actually sent across to the auditorium where this was the producers of this. And they said that, they were told that perhaps it's wise to shut this down or else there could be violence. The end result, Munawar Faruqi has had enough. He's put up a post on the cancellation in which he says, Nafrat jeet gaye, artist haar gaya. Haters won, the artist has lost, I am done. Is this the India that we want, where comedians cannot perform anymore because they are threatened? Joining us now, Siddharth Dash, he's the producer of the show where Munawar Faruqi was meant to be today. Akash Banerjee, a political satirist, joins us as well as Ashwani Dubey, a Supreme Court lawyer, somebody who is pro-BJP, close to the BJP in a sense. Siddharth Dash, let me come to you first. Did the police tell you you had no option?
Not really, but it was similar to that. We had, I think you must be having a copy of the letter.
Yes,
that
I have it
got
in front of me.
So it was like a request to us that for common and harmony and the law and order situation of the, Bangalore and especially the area. So they wanted us to cancel the show. They sent this request letter to both us and also the venue, Good Shepherd Auditorium. So they have sent similar letters, and they also made phone calls to us requesting us to cancel the show.
Did you tell the police that it was the job of the police to ensure this went off peacefully?
Yeah, we informed that and we had discussions regarding that also. But police was a little skeptical, and they were not, they were like, it was not that planned, and it came up in the last moment. Actually, they were quite supportive till day before yesterday. Everything was in place and we were supposed to have the show today. But suddenly, the hype was created and the threats started coming as per the police yesterday. They were like, the time is not sufficient for them to provide the bandwidth for happening the show, because it was a large-scale show and around 700 people were supposed to come
threats,
to the show.
Some of these threats were online, but were these also other people who identified themselves? Are you pushing for legal action against those who threatened you?
Not really at the moment, Vishnu. Not really about any legal action.
So you can't do anything. You've basically given up at this stage.
For today's show, definitely we have to, because we had to cancel the show. But for future shows, police has told that
So if it's not Munawar Faruqi and is some sort of acceptable comedian, that's okay. But he is obviously not acceptable.
Yeah, because in the letter they have also cited the cases that are there in different places, including Indore. So that is
no. But what exactly did he do, Siddharth, in Indore? What exactly did he do in Indore?
Yeah, as far as we know, actually the show never started.
Exactly. So he did nothing.
Yeah.
He did nothing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. And so, are you okay with that decision of the Bengaluru police to advise you to shut this down?
Actually, we are not. But like you told, we had not got any choice because it was a very short time frame and we did not have the time.
So I don't believe, I think there's a lot more over here than time frame. But I appreciate the fact that you're still willing to come on and talk. Akash, what does this say about the India that we live in?
Kudos to at least Siddharth, who's come to the show.
I mean,
in today's day and age.
Thank you, Siddharth.
in today's day and age, I understand a lot of comedians are also not wanting to come to television studios to even talk about this. Who wants to get into all this khachita, all this complication? Vishnu, you know, every time this is happening, you guys call me over. So just a few days ago, we were discussing Veer Das. Now we are discussing this. Make sure you do one debate when my turn comes, please. One debate. Because it's become so frequent. So my only point is, and I just seriously wanted to put this out. If everybody has gone ahead and said that, okay, you eat this, you meet this, you marry this, you fall in love here, you wear this, then why don't you just issue guidelines? This is what you can do comedy on. This is what you can't talk about. And then we'll be all very happy. Every other day you are having a complaint. Every other day there is an FIR that is being filed. We are all living in a state of flux. Might as well just issue the law, maybe Article 56 of the Constitution, Section 56 or something like that, where you are not supposed to, you know, comment on anything that is wrong. And more on a rather distressing note, this is exactly what happened in the farmer agitation also. There, at least the farmers stood up. Here you have a classic case of nothing being made into so many things. Imagine the judiciary, the Supreme Court of India hasn't found anything against this person, and yet he's being barred to ply his trade. So technically, in a developed democracy, in a free democracy, this would have been challenged as my right to earn my livelihood when there is no legal case, there is nothing against me, and yet being controversial enough. At least, of course, kudos to the Bangalore police. They at least admitted that they are incapable of even handling a comedian. So I think kudos to the Bangalore police for at least admitting to the fact that they are incapable of even handling some sort of a problem that might arise out of a comedian. Gives us a lot of confidence in the security apparatus of this country.
Ashwini Dubey, this is what the police had to say in that letter. There's credible information that several organizations opposing the stand-up comedy show performed by Munawar Faruqi could create chaos and could disturb the peace and harmony, which may further lead to law and order problems. The Bengaluru police evidently cannot handle goons targeting a comedian. Is it worth having them as a police force?
Thank you, Vishnuji, for having me here. Vishnuji, India is a rich, diverse country with diverse culture, and it has many religious beliefs. It is the duty of every individual to respect the other's beliefs and not hurt by showcasing talent by way of art. Government authority.
You decide that, sir. Or how can anybody decide that?
May I, with due respect, Vishnuji, I'll take 40 seconds. Government authorities are duty bound to ensure that the peace prevails. And if any chances of unrest detected, the administration may regulate or cancel the permission granted. This is the law settled by the Supreme Court. What has happened, respected Vishnuji? Few recent instances have created problem in the society. Like the Indore issue, it was found that by the police theory that he has violated the constitutional freedom by targeting certain class of beliefs.
In Indore, he never
performed.
Which, to my view,
may not fall within the liberty granted under the constitution. And it is not the artistic expression and creative freedom.
But sir, he wasn't allowed to express himself artistically in Indore. And he wasn't allowed to express himself artistically here.
In both cases,
he was threatened. In the Indore case, he was locked up. Eventually, he was released. And he was found to be entirely innocent.
The matter is still under investigation, Vishnuji. And still, and until and unless the court comes to the conclusion that the offense registered against him, because he is on bail, case has not been quashed against him.
Right.
So unless and until
so
court comes to the conclusion
about
that
something that he may have said, but he never said, but has not been quashed.
This is what the law
therefore,
of the country says.
It is okay for you, sir, as a respected Supreme Court lawyer, to actually say that legal process is all right, that it is fair.
Sir, we have to, once a FIR is registered, unless and until courts come to the conclusion that the person has committed or not committed the offense, we have to go by the law.
Right, sir, so the law, there is also something known as the spirit of the law. And the law is also designed in our country to defend that one book you are sworn to oath on. That is the constitution of our country. That is our religious book. That is our holy Bible,
sir. On the one hand, with due respect, another 20 seconds, Vishnuji. With one hand, Article 19(1)(a) of the Constitution of India gives us right for freedom of speech, expression,
yes,
artistic
precisely.
Freedom, or any other freedom. 19 to put a reasonable restriction.
But why? What has
India
he done?
Is a diverse
that you would
country
place that with, restriction, Ashwini ji.
So we have to respect
Ashwini ji. The man has not spoken. Why
so
shut down somebody?
So,
without allowing
and
him
that
to
is
speak.
What I said, if police comes to the conclusion by the intelligence and other sources that there may be an arrest, police can always cancel
all right.
it. It is within the domain
okay,
of
Akash,
the police.
So the police have used their intelligence, sorry, the intelligence arm of the police, I mean, and they may have reached this conclusion. Is that a kosher argument?
No, I completely agree with Ashwini ji. I mean, he's made such a fabulous point. I wish that this point is taken to a broader context. He's absolutely right. The case is not over. The man is on bail and there could be a problem and therefore he should not be allowed to perform. I just wish that this is actually taken forward and applied to the honorable ministers sitting in parliament, all the MPs sitting in parliament. We'll really have a lot of space in the parliament that if people out on bail are not allowed to trade or ply their profession. You know, the point is that we can continue having this discourse and debate, Vishnu. Nobody's going to budge from his position. Ashwini ji is going to stick to his guns. I'm going to stick to mine. He may also stick a case on me. So that's not the point. The point is, look at the slope that we are in. And, you know, that is what is worrying, Vishnu. One day we have a Veer Das. Another day we have this instance. Earlier, it was the opposition that was weakening India. Then it was the civil society. Then it was the media, the libtard, the tukude Lutyens media. The problem is much deeper. We are agreeing to the fact that we are going to hound people. There always has to be the enemy. The latest flavor of the season happens to be comedians. They, like much of the media, will also be silenced. We are very much in that direction at this point of time.
All right. Ashwini ji, would you like to respond to that? Siddharth, I'll
yes,
give you
sir.
The last one.
With due respect, I read the 30 seconds, sir.
Please go
no
ahead.
No fundamental right, no, as you said, Vishnu ji, no fundamental right in the Constitution of India is absolute. Every fundamental right is subject to some restrictions. And the courts have put reasonable restrictions. It has from time to time by various judgment under Article 19 to in order to maintain a proper balance between liberties given and social interests. So with due respect to you, Vishnuji, it is not the case. As a student of law, at least, as a student of law, I would say that when police came to the conclusion that there may be some risk, even it can be in favor of Mr. Farooqi, so that these people who are trying to create unrest in the society may not harm him. Over to you, Vishnuji.
I just want to repeat, the man has not performed. How do we know what he was going to say?
No, it is in his favor. See, this is the problem with you people. You're not understanding the far-sightedness of the police. It is in the favor of the comedian to not allow him to perform. What if there is a problem? See, we have to understand the caring nature of the police. You guys are too pessimistic. I'm telling you, I agree. I agree with Ashwini ji. Yes.
Siddharth, last word to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, basically the thing is, I would also agree that freedom of speech is not absolute, sir. I respect to you, even to Akash, he has a nice YouTube channel where he does satire. But at the same time, it is also not, right to shut someone down. That is the only point. Because we also respect the freedom of speech. If someone is hating what we do or some comic does, like, I would not tell my name because my videos that are there in YouTube might not be directed in the same way. But what I am telling is, if someone you are not liking, you have all rights to, express the same way the comic did. Because he has the freedom of speech. You also have the similar freedom of speech. We have no issues with that. But threatening to vandalize a thing, threatening to... be threatening to idhar aaja main dekh leta hu tere ko. See, those kind of things are the things that create unrest in the society which we feel. See, we write for our audience, we perform for our audience, we would even one day die for our audience. We don't
let's hope that is not the case.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
so,
in this India, it's that really is a serious threat right now. There is nobody
has the right to threaten
anybody with violence or anything else. But maybe even that can be justified in today's India. But it's sad because Munawar Farooqi has decided. I'll tell you what's been what's also ended and what's been shut down. Not just the performance today. Munawar Farooqi has said he's shutting himself down, right? So those opposed to allowing people to speak have actually won. What does this say about our country and our right to have conversations like this? Maybe it's just a matter of time before this is shut down as well. Is this the India that we actually seek? I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us. It's time for this short break.